Today on Agents of Hope, we will be sharing with you an update from our Director of Operations, Douglas Pereira. We also have an interview with Pastor Samuel Sininena, who is the speaker for Voice of Prophecy Canada and the host of Lenses of Love. Following that, today's Agent of Hope interview is with Joel Tellis. Part of his work is doing Bible studies with members of the community in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. And we hope to convey his passion for that. As always, we hope to leave you with some inspiration and encouragement with our devotional thought. And today, we'll be sharing that our burdens are light. We hope you will be encouraged by what you hear today.
Hello, dear Agents of Hope. We are thrilled to bring you some exciting updates from Hope Channel Canada, where we are committed to bringing hope and inspiration to your screens. We are delighted to announce the development and launch of several new shows in 2025. These programs will cater to a diverse audience, including children with the show Faith's Journey and youth, and will focus on engaging content such as Bible games and healthy lifestyle tips. Our goal is to provide enriching and entertaining content that uplifts and educates viewers of all ages. Mark your calendars. We are planning special events for spring 2025 in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, followed by exciting gatherings in the fall in Edmonton, Alberta. These events will be a wonderful opportunity for us to connect with our community, share stories of hope, and celebrate the positive impact of our ministry together. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all the Agents of Hope who make this ministry a reality. Your dedication and support are invaluable as we continue to spread messages of hope and love across Canada. Together, we are making a difference in countless lives. Stay tuned for more updates, and thank you for being a part of our Hope Channel family. Your engagement and enthusiasm inspire us every day.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We need everyone to be a part of this movement. We need those who will go, those who will pray, and those who will give. So I'm going to ask Evaldo to share with you how you can be a part of this movement in spreading hope to Canadians.
I am pleased to do so, and that's true. There are many ways you can be a part of this, and it's my pleasure to share them with you. First of all, most importantly, because this is a spiritual movement, we appreciate your prayers for this ministry. So please pray for the lives of those who are being blessed and impacted and will continue to be impacted because of this ministry. Equally important, we appreciate your gift of time. If you're able to volunteer in any capacity, please visit agentsofhope.ca, agentsofhope.ca, and there you'll find more information on how you can do so. And also, I want to say that if you are able to share, to give from your finances and help us with a monetary donation to assist with our regular production costs, I'd like to encourage you to do so. Please donate online by visiting agentsofhope.ca. Once you get there, you'll see there is a variety of donation options. There you can donate via debit, credit, Google Pay, or Apple Pay. You know, alternatively, you can also send an e-transfer. We accept it. Send the e-transfer to agentsofhope@hopetv.ca. And also, you can write a check if you prefer. You can write a check to Hope Channel Canada and mail it to the following address: Hope Channel Canada, 1148 King Street East, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H 1-H-8.
Lastly, you can give me a call and I'd love to hear from you. The number here is 1-855-4-HOPE-TV. That's 1-855-446-7388 if you prefer to donate by phone. We want to personally thank you for your donation. We are here to build relationships and we would love to keep in touch with you. So please follow us at agents.of.hope on Instagram. You can also find us on our Facebook page, Agents of Hope. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell for our channel on YouTube, at Hope Channel Canada.
I also want to share with you the various ways that you can watch Hope Channel Canada, besides the one media you have chosen to watch us today. You can visit hopetv.ca. There you can watch Hope Channel Canada 24/7 totally free. You can also go to our YouTube channel, and that's youtube.com/@HopeChannelCanada.
You can also view it for free on the Hope Channel app. You can download it onto your phone or tablet via the App Store or Google Play. You can also download the app on your smart TV via Roku or the Amazon App Store and select Hope Channel Canada. Lastly, we are also on cable TV under channel 893 on Eastlink, Delta and Coastal, and channel 94 on City West.
We're committed and excited about the possibility to continue to make an impact in your life. But you know, we can't do this without you. So once again, thank you very much.
I wanted to share with you a message that we received from an agent of hope in Edmonton, Alberta. Diana says, I support Hope Channel Canada because I believe it can reach many people with the message of Jesus' deep love for them and the hope he brings, a hope greater than any fear that we may face. Thank you, Diana, for sharing that with us. And yes, I totally agree. We are here to bring hope. We would love to hear from you. So please share your message with us via email at agentsofhope@hopetv.ca or on our social media platforms so that others can know how to become an agent of hope and the impact they too can have with their family, friends, and their neighbors. Today, we are here with a new face to the Hope Channel Canada family. As of this fall, Pastor Samuel Sinanenar. He is the speaker of Voice of Prophecy Canada, and we are excited for you to get to know him through his program, Lenses of Love, which airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Pastor Sam is recently married and enjoys a variety of hobbies and is passionate about young people and simplifying the gospel for them. Thank you for joining us today, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. It would be wonderful to hear a bit about your background and the journey that you've been on, and how you landed in this current role that you're serving now with Voice of Prophecy as the speaker.
Absolutely. I was born in Montreal, Quebec. My parents, they moved from Sri Lanka, so I'm of Sri Lankan heritage. And I was born into a Christian home. Growing up, I think I always had a desire to be a pastor. Mm-hmm. I always admired going to church and I'd see pastors kind of preach. And to me, I knew there was more to ministry than just preaching, but I always admired the act of just sharing Christ to people. So that was always instilled in me. I remember I had to do this project in grade 3, and it was called, I have it framed actually, my parents have it framed at home. It was called My Life So Far. So I talked about my life so far, you know, how much I lived by grade 3. But one of the questions was, where do you see yourself in the future? And I remember writing in grade 3, I see myself in the future preaching the gospel to all over the nation. It was really a passion of mine from such a young age, so I was really excited about sharing Jesus with other people. Fast forward to 2012, that's when I actually became an Adventist, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But it's like God was lining things up for me. When we became an Adventist, the church that we attended, there was a couple there that heard about my parents, their desire to send me to a Christian school, but never really having the funds. So they anonymously paid for my tuition so that I can finish my high school at Greaves Adventist Academy. And I only found that out when I graduated. So I attended Greaves, and that also opened the door for me to go into Burman University. I went to Berman and I initially went with the hopes of becoming a neurosurgeon. That's what I really wanted to do, right? I wanted to be our modern day Derek Shepherd. I was really intrigued by the brain. But there was something on my heart that, and I think it was God telling me, Sam, I do want you to help people, not physically, but spiritually. And after a while, I made the decision to switch over to the theology program. And that was one of the best decisions I ever made. We had the chance to go to mission on mission trips. And the one that really stood out to me was to South Africa. And just to see their passion for ministry, their passion to hear about the gospel. These are sermons that they've heard so many times. Yet when we went out there to preach it, they came and they filled the church. They filled the pews just to hear about God's love. And that's when I realized, you know what? This is what I love doing. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And with that spiritual high, part of the program, the theology program, is you do 6 weeks in a church. So I was actually sent to the Willowdale Seventh-day Adventist Church to do my 6-week practicum there. And that was a spiritually enriching experience in my life. And that's where God really affirmed my call to be a pastor. And you know what? God really sent me back there. As soon as I graduated, I was hired by the Ontario Conference and I had the opportunity to pastor at the Willowdale Seventh-day Adventist Church for about 2 years. And then I was transferred over to Downsview, which was another amazing experience. I had amazing mentors, great church members. And then I started my Master's of Divinity at Andrews University, which was great. And a year in, that's when the president of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Pastor Paul Llewellyn, contacted me about this amazing opportunity. And my wife and I were really excited, but we really wanted to make sure that this was the right move for us. So we prayed and we fasted, and here we are today.
Thank you, Sam, for sharing. So where does your passion for media ministry come from and its ability and the ability to use technology to reach individuals for Christ?
That's a great question. And that's really special to me because I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for media ministry. Mm-hmm. My dad was listening to a Christian media network, and the host was pretty much saying, hey, if you want to experience true peace, call this number. And my dad in that season of his life was searching for peace. So he called the number, and he started having Bible studies with this individual. And through those Bible studies, he gained this wonderful knowledge of Christ, and he shared it with all of us. And I noticed something different about my dad. His demeanor changed, and when he was talking about Christ with us, he really wanted to make sure that we understood it for ourselves. And when I got that understanding, that's when I really dedicated my life to Christ. And I said, you know what? I want to pursue ministry in this capacity. But all that happened because of media ministry. So to be here today in this capacity, my goal, my hope is to just reach a family, reach one person in their season of searching, and help them, introduce them to a loving God who can transform their lives just like both mine and my family's lives were transformed.
Wow, thanks so much for sharing. So you're the host of Lenses of Love on Hope Channel Canada. So tell us a bit about the program and a bit about Lenses of Love.
Absolutely. Lenses of Love is something we're really excited about. And the idea behind it was to reach kind of like young adults and help them define who God is to them. Because I feel like a lot of people our age, they go to church, you know, kind of out of habit. And when they're dealt with questions about God, they tend to hesitate. Who is God really to them? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to introduce them to a God of love, because there's so many things around us that, and so many questions about God, misconceptions about God. God is angry. God is vengeful. Mm-hmm. God promotes war, all these things. But what we fail to notice is that God is a God of love. So the point of Lenses of Love is to introduce viewers to a God who loves them, a God who would go the extra mile for them and answer those questions. The core text for this, for our show is found in 1 John 4:16, where it says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. And whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them." Yes. So the hope is that as we get to know a God of love, we can now live in that God of love and share love to other people. Amen. And that's the hope that we want, are hopeful that Lenses of Love will portray that message.
And I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. So what sort of vision do you have for Canada and bringing hope and shining Jesus' love all around us?
Canada is a huge country. And there are so many people who may not be close to a church, who may be in some secluded areas, who are in different situations and seasons in their lives. And I think the beauty of media ministries is that it eliminates barriers. And it really, it gives people the opportunity to get to know Christ on their own level, at their own pace. So my goal and my hope for Hope Channel Canada is to bring the church to people, as opposed to bringing them to church. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because I feel like people grow at their own pace. So once they get to know, once they hear something that they like, they have the liberty to pause, to search for themselves, and there's no pressure. They don't feel like they need to do something by a specific time. And that it enables the Holy Spirit to do what it needs to do and work in their lives. So I think what we're doing here at Hope Channel Canada gives them that opportunity. And I'm so excited for what's to come.
Amen. We're so happy to have you on board. Thank you so much for sharing, Pastor Sam, and for joining us in this important work as an agent of hope.
Thank you.
Next up, I would like to introduce an interview with Michelle and Joel Tellis. You'll get to know a bit about Joel, and he is a true agent of hope. He is a Bible worker for Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. And so he studies the Bible with members of the community. He lives in Sherwood Park on an acreage with his beautiful wife, Natalie, and their two dogs, Luna and Pete. When he's not studying the Bible and preparing for his next sermon, he enjoys carpentry. Joel has high hopes for where the Lord is leading them next, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to share.
All right, Joel, thank you so much for joining us on Agents of Hope. It is great to have you here. And if you would like to listen to Joel's story, it is online as well for a further background. But I would just love to ask you a brief bit about your background and what you're currently doing.
Yeah, thanks so much, Michelle, for having me. I'm really happy to be here. I grew up in the church as a church kid. I think many people can relate to that. Unfortunately, in my teen years, I kind of strayed away. I had a rebellious streak. I think it's quite often a lot of people know what that's like. I kind of hit a really low point in my life around 30 years old, and it really guided me back to the Bible, Bible truths, and it came back to the church. And I'd say I'm back with a vengeance. I have been hired by the church now to be giving people Bible studies. And I'm so excited about it. It's really like life-changing. My own growth has just been exponential, and really just being able to see people's lives changed by the word is the best. It's the joy of my life.
That's powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I know in a previous conversation, you mentioned you're very passionate about ministry for men specifically. So tell me a bit where that comes from and why this area is something that you are, you know, committed to bring hope in your community to.
Yeah, well, I've seen kind of, and I think a lot of people have seen this, should I say, exodus of the father from the home. Unfortunately, you know, I have a lot of friends that they don't have their fathers. They didn't have them when they were young. And I've started to look at perhaps a lot of the ministries surrounded with church and around church. There's lots of ministries for recovering alcoholics and recovering drug addicts. And there's lots of ministries for, I think, women and children, and to get them involved in the church and stuff. But in my personal experience, I don't see a lot of ministry for men, for, I believe, even prevention above recovery. Let's get educated, learn what the triggers are. Let's get back to the Bible, to being fathers and truly just men of God that will lead the charge for the church and their homes properly. I'm really passionate about that. I'm trying to learn as much as I can, and I'm involved with many different men's groups, some online, some in person, and I'm trying to start some more. And it's definitely a passion for me to get those men involved in the church and again in the word for their benefit and for the benefit of their wives and their children and the future of the family unit in general.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great work. And I'm so happy that that has been laid on your heart because there is certainly a gap there. My last question for you is regards to the Bible work that you do, the studies you're doing with people. You know, we are doing this interview virtually, which is great. And so I'm curious how technology and media has aided your work that you're currently doing and bringing hope to people wherever they are.
Huge, huge, right? I mean, technology is a double-edged sword. It can be used for bad, but we know it can be used for good. You know, just the ability to be able to have a virtual meeting, to have, you know, virtual classes where we get together, you know, virtual groups. I mentioned I have a virtual men's group that we meet on Sunday mornings. And, you know, we can be in different places and we can just meet. We can pray. We can read the word. We can study. You know, those things are very important. Social media has played a big part as well. I'm not necessarily trying to be an influencer, you know, but I am trying to influence. You know, I think that is our job as Christians. We share things on social media that are positive, Bible-based, that can give people hope and healing. It really, you know, that's what we're looking for here. And it's played a huge part. Technology is so helpful. You know, making it visually appealing, you know, in this era of all these things coming at us and you know, millennials and Gen Z, especially these generations where, you know, we've just been saturated by technology. We need to have that good content as well. So it's huge, huge part of the ministry as well. And I'm currently developing some content, hopefully some videos and some instructive stuff that will help for specifically men, but also, you know, the church in general, hopefully prayerfully, we're praying for that.
Guys, thank you so much for sharing. We are so excited you've joined us on Agents of Hope and that you continue to bring hope to your community. I think there's a huge need, and I think you've inspired someone out there to realize that they can do that wherever they are. They can be an influence. They can bring light, no matter what their role is. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Joel, and for allowing God to use you in a big way. We would love to hear from you and how you have been impacted by Agents of Hope and Hope Channel Canada so that we can continue to inspire other Agents of Hope. Please contact us via email at agentsofhope@hopetv.ca so that we can arrange a time to hear your story and feature your testimony in a future episode. Your contribution is greatly appreciated. As always, we hope to inspire you as you go into a new week. We have been thinking a lot about the topic of burdens, and I'm sure you've had your own fair share to carry. It reminds me of a passage in the Bible, and I really like how the Message translation puts Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. And it reads, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Isn't that just so powerful? Jesus knows we all have burdens to carry, some more than others, but either way, he promises to help us carry that load. He makes those burdens light. You're not alone, and please, if you need prayer, don't hesitate to reach out to us, as we love to pray for you as you continue to pray for us.
That's true. And as Agents of Hope, we believe that we have a burden, a passion in our hearts to be able to make a meaningful impact, in your life. We'd love to encourage you, to inspire and challenge you to make a difference in your community as well. Now, that being said, we're so excited to continue to partner with you. And if you're already an Agent of Hope, I'd like to appeal to you that you would consider joining us as a monthly donor, because that way it will assist us greatly with the regular production costs we have.
We would love the opportunity to connect with you and see how we can partner to bring hope to our neighbors across Canada. If you're looking to create a meaningful legacy and have surplus to share, we'd love to connect and explore how we can help make that lasting plan with you.
This show and this channel cannot be possible without viewers like you. So thank you very much for your generous contribution and for taking the time to watch us.
So once again, please donate online at agentsofhope.ca by debit, credit, Google Pay, or Apple Pay. You can also e-transfer to agentsofhope@hopetv.ca.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, Tiffany, no beating around the bush for me here. I'm going to go straight to my question. Is there a melody ringing in your heart today?
Of course. Always.
Is it by chance that one in my heart there rings a melody?
Not today.
Not that one specifically. Okay. But still there is a melody ringing in your
heart. Yes.
Which
How
one?
How about we do Tell Me the Story of Jesus?
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to go to the piano since it's
okay.
here.
Okay.
Tell Me the Story of Jesus.
Story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Oh, tell me the story of Jesus and write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweet that ever was heard.
You know, I am sure that you pray for us, and it is our pleasure to pray for you as well.
So if you have any prayer requests, please contact us at agentsofhope@hopetv.ca or on social media.
Thank you again, and remember, together we can let Canada know that in Jesus
there is more to life.